Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
I know an old boy who didn't want to go to the gym this morning, and you know him too. And his name's Big Papa, because Big Papa is sore from working out yesterday, and he didn't want to go work out today. I worked my arms yesterday, and my freaking butt is sore. Like, you know I was getting down to business. If I work my arms and wake up and my butt is sore, oh my goodness. Big Papa, what you doing? Trying to get swole, baby. Good morning, Facebook family, and welcome to another episode of Morning Motivation with Big Papa. So what's the title of today's talk? Do it anyways. Just do it. Isn't that interesting? That whole Nike slogan came out, I guess it was right around Jordan's time. And it's so simple. It's three words. Just do it. It's actually better than do it anyways. Just do it anyways. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. I watched this YouTube video of this guy, and the whole thing is, you know, it's an old video, but he's like a motivational guy. He's like a coach. You don't want to get out of bed. Do it anyways. You don't want to do this. Do it anyways. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. And that's like what he says through the whole talk. It's really good. Maybe I'll try to find it. So anyway, what's up, guys? I am doing it anyways. I'm going to just go do it. I'm going to go work out. I got up. I just was writing my freaking goals. My brain was all foggy. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I mean, like, literally just brain fog. And just push on through it. Do you ever have days like that where you just got to push on through it, right? You know what makes it easier to push on through something? Do you know? It's when you have goals. When you have goals, it's so much easier to push on through. It's so much easier to just do it because you're doing it for a reason. You're not just doing it for no reason. You're doing it for a specific reason, and that makes it possible for you to just keep going. I mean, when you really don't want to keep going, having your goals is what makes it possible for you to just keep going. And so that's why I keep coming back to that over and over and over again, that the importance of having goals, because it's not just, you know, to create the life you want and to achieve the things that you desire. I mean, sometimes having goals has ancillary effects, like getting you to actually do stuff that you otherwise wouldn't do. I mean, if I didn't have goals, I probably wouldn't have been on my way to the gym this morning. And then if I wasn't on the gym this morning, then I wouldn't be doing Morning Motivation. It's like so interesting how all that kind of flows together. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. Today's one of those days where I just got to do it anyway, and I'm glad you're joining me, because I imagine that there are some of you who probably are waking up feeling that same way. And I just want you to know, you are not alone. I was watching an old commercial I did. So then what happens is you start doing it anyway, and then all of a sudden you start building up momentum. Like, right, so I got momentum. I'm like not speeding, but you know, I'm wheeling on down to the gym. But as I'm writing my goals, I start having some thoughts for some things that I need to do today. So I start writing down some notes, and then I'm like pulling up my laptop, which I usually don't do in the mornings. One of the things that Ed Milet, a mentor of mine that I've followed quite a bit, he says don't open social media, or don't even open your phone for the first 30 minutes of the day. So I try to not do that. This morning I actually did open my phone for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, what am I doing? Because you know, you're scrolling Instagram, you're looking on Facebook, and so I shut it off. But so anyway, I'm writing my goals, and then you know, I start thinking about an old commercial that I had produced, pulled it out, looked at it. There was actually a couple of them, And then started getting inspired and opened a PowerPoint that I had done and started making some adjustments to it. And so, you know, it's like you start creating momentum. And so now I'm thinking, oh, I think I'm going to use this. And it's all working me towards, you know, my goals. And so that's very, hey, good morning, Brian and Kendra. So there you have it. And that just reminds me of something, Brian and Kendra. It says, I don't know why, just reminding me of something. I've got to write something up for Heidi in New Zealand because she's trying to bring Big Papa to New Zealand. And I've been to Australia a couple times, never been to New Zealand. So I got to get that done today. Heidi, I will get that done for you. So that's what happens. When you do it anyway, when you just do it, even when you don't want to, it's taking those first steps sometimes. You know, and yeah, I'm a big dude. I'm 6'1", 275. And so when I get up and I start going somewhere, it's like there's a lot of momentum moving forward. And if you ask me to do something like, which is going back in the direction I just came, sometimes it's really hard for me just physically to like stop and turn around and come back and, you know, get something for you or answer a question. It's like that forward momentum just like keeps, woo, you just want to keep going. And I think emotionally it's that same way. Sometimes emotionally you get to going in like it's a positive direction. It's been a struggle to get up and keep going. You're rolling in this positive direction. You don't want to stop. You just want to keep going, pick up that momentum. And so that's just what it takes. You know, just something, you just got to get that first step, put that first foot in front of the next. Reminds me of a cousin of mine. Her name's Sean. She's on the news in Atlanta. Just beautiful, beautiful person. And she's had some health issues lately and just got it really down. But before that, she was like running. And then I saw this picture of her just looking bad. I'm like, uh-oh. So I reached out. My cousin, what's going on? Because she was, it was a picture of her walking. She told me about this long medical ordeal that she's had. And now she's on the other side of it, and she's back to running, and she's posting her pictures, and she's smiling, and it's really cool. But it's not been easy to get back, you know, get back to doing her running and stuff. And I know that feeling. Sometimes you just gotta get up and just do it. But I'm telling you, having goals makes a big difference. So if you have your goals, write those things down. I tell you, I write mine every day. I didn't write any goals last week. You know, I was sick, didn't want to write it. And there's just some days where you're just like, don't want to do it. And that's okay. It's okay when there are just those days that you just don't want to do whatever it is that you may otherwise have to do. And you just say, screw it, I'm not doing it. So I didn't write any goals last week, but that's okay. But I'm back on it this week. And, you know, this morning, I really wasn't feeling it because my brain was so freaking foggy. But I got it done. And now I feel better about it. So, just do it. Have an awesome day. Big Papa loves you. I have, if you are a therapist or if you are a parent coach, I've got a trauma training coming up. It's going to be in California, May 22nd. So if you know a therapist, if you know a parent coach, please forward them the link, BeverlyHillsTraumaTraining.com. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be intense, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be life-changing, and it's going to be in a beautiful, beautiful area. So, I'd love to see you, especially if you're in California. It's just, you know, maybe a quick little flight or a drive. Let's get together. Let's make some magic happen. Let's plant some love weed seeds and let it grow, baby. Let it grow. Big Papa loves you. If I don't see you on Post Daily Dose this evening, I will see you tomorrow morning for another episode of Morning Motivation. Go crush it, baby! Because today is terrific Thursday. Titanic Thursday. I call it Titanic Thursday, and Christy's like, do you know what happened to the Titanic? No, the point is, make it big! Make it big!